on the telephone with us every Wednesday morning, just after 8:05, is our good friend Marty Hawk. Marty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm always fine on a Wednesday morning.
That's right. And we've got plenty to get to today. A very busy day in the news. It seems like when it rains, it pours, Margaret. And
I was going to say, we just had all kind of fodder for today.
It's just all lined up. And we'll start on the front page before we get to the second page. Ex-auditor charged with fraud. Official misconduct, says Laura Lane's story. Oh, well, Marty, it's only $620. What's the big deal?
But actually, it was more like $1,200, so why weren't the rest of it put in there?
Well, I'm wondering if they only did the ones where the video actually showed him using that credit card. I don't know the answer to that. Did somebody else have that credit card, a family member or something, since he had it in his possession? Did he share it with others? I do not know. I do know that he had made the pledge to the council in a public meeting that that credit card would be locked up in the drawer in the auditor's office. So how it could be in a situation where he could look at that and look at a debit card.
Yeah,
he would have to prove he had money in the bank for a debit card to work. How he could make that a case, I don't know, but I'm not the judge or the jury, so we'll see what the outcome of this is. The important part of this is anybody who is touching public dollars needs to be in a position of trust. They need to make absolutely certain that they are treating those dollars better than they would their very own. And this is an abuse of this public trust.
Again.
And it's just not to be accepted. And I don't buy into this, poor thing was, having a stressful time, because there are those who would have stepped up to help if he had said, I need assistance here. I need, there's things.
The last option should be the public monies being taken.
I beg your pardon?
The last option should be taking the public's money.
It should never be an option.
The last option
should never be an option. And so I regret this has happened, because it makes it appear that you cannot trust anybody in county government. And we have many people here, a large group of employees that are just dedicated public employees, and
let me ask you a question.
This part is just done and over, and we can look toward a brighter future.
Let me ask you a question. Is it easier to access money as the auditor as opposed to some other governmental offices? Because the last two auditors, the facts play out that they have taken money. So why is it just that office, not the people in the office, the title of auditor? Do they have some kind of different rules they play by? Did we not learn anything from credit cards and Amy Gersh? Tell me how this happened, and tell me why this is prevalent in the auditor.
Well, when you're
not the auditor's office, I want to make that very clear. Not the auditor's office.
Really,
why
I think
is
it's a
auditor?
Culture. I think it's a cultural thing.
That's sort of the checks and balances. That's where all of the claims have to go through the auditor's office to be approved by the county commissioners. So it would seem to me that you have to have a very high level of respect for the public dollars to make sure that if something's coming through and over your desk that says somebody wants to use the public dollars in any department, that there is authority to do that. And I believe that there's now even more checks and balances in place after this last go-round than there was before. Because
how could there be any more after that? She stole over $10,000. What were we waiting for?
Well,
do we want to wait till it's $50,000?
I think it's very telling that this is only happening in there's only been two places that we've seen this happen.
That's my point.
One was in the sheriff's office, and one was here, and it is astonishing to me in both places, because you're talking about the level of scrutiny that should be happening in both of these areas. It's just oh my gosh.
Oh, but it could be happening. The possibility of it happening in many other departments that handle public dollars. So that is the reason why we have to make certain that our county employees understand the rules of the road and that there is internal controls. And that's the reason why the state has said to the counties, you have to have tighter internal controls and you have to make sure that everybody signs off on it. And so that is being done throughout the state because this has happened too much. I mean, it happened over in Owen County. It's happened here. It happened at the city.
You know what? And that's fine, but here's what I don't care about. What happens in Owen County. Just because they do it doesn't mean it's okay for shouldn't we have higher standards? Shouldn't we have, just because everybody's doing it, this sounds like a presidential debate here all of a
sudden.
Right,
and no, what I'm saying is, and I didn't make myself clear, there's a reason why the state is saying enough. Stop it right now.
Yeah, or everybody's going on house arrest for 15 minutes. You go sit in that corner for 15 minutes. You keep stealing all that money, you bad, bad people.
Well, I think
the state should put their money where their mouth is instead of allowing us to go on for whatever reason. You talk about it, and you're right. The public should not have to deal with this. The public's money, if it is misplaced, should not be slapped on the wrist and say, don't you do that again, and we're really going to put in some tough measures this time. No, you're not. Show me where it is.
With some of these comments that you're seeing, it's like, well, it's not that much money. Why are you being so cruel? Da da da. Well, come on, folks.
Put your money where you put some bark in that bite.
Someone comes and takes $500, $600 out of your purse. Would you think that somebody stole it? Yeah,
And the other part is that's what got caught.
Yeah.
There's nothing that says it hasn't been going on for 7.5 other years, and we only just found it out 15 minutes ago.
And this was about the same time, seems to me, when he stood in front of us and said, I'm the best auditor you've ever had.
And there's been a lot of it. So, he did an interview on this program that I have in the archives that we can bring out. And again, why does it keep happening? Because there is no deterrent to do so. If you need to take a loan, you take a loan. You do your 3 months house arrest and away you go. Okay, you can't be in public government anymore. Okay, that's it. Fine. $600, you're going to spend how much to defend? How much money are you going to spend to investigate this, prosecute, and do that? $50,000, $100,000? Barry Brown send you a bill yet? Do we even have a...
Why isn't there a law? I mean, with all the laws we've got, why isn't there a law in the books that just says, you know, you steal taxpayers' money?
Because the government officials don't want to do that to other government officials.
That's exactly right, Glass. Yep. And it is that there. I'll go back to what I said earlier today. There's no standards anymore.
I just want to make sure that we understand what is really important here when we want to see that there is less of this going on, that we elect a really great attorney general at the state level who will help this process to make certain that people understand they cannot take the public's money and the state will stand behind us and figure out a way to move the process quicker so that this doesn't drag on for 2 years to get an answer. So
I agree with you.
Vote for the state attorney general.
And that's why, again, you might not want to take advantage of these early voting period. You never know what can happen in the next 3 weeks. You never know what is out there and what evil lurks behind each.
And I will tell you, Glass, we really need to look at the individuals we are putting in office. If this doesn't tell people that they need to look at the individuals and how they conduct themselves, I mean, I don't know what does. What is it going to take?
Marty Hawk is our guest this morning. The county councilwoman pops in every Wednesday morning. Always has fun stuff to talk about. So we'll keep an eye on that. October 25th is the scheduled meet before the judge. A new judge is going to have to be brought in, Marty. Who pays for that?
Well, of course, the county taxpayers won't be free.
That's the other level of this. Somebody says it's only $600. That's not the case. The case is you have to bring in a special prosecutor.
And the time that the police spend on it. And we have our police spending time on this. It is so beyond the pale.
Well, I will say this much. I really think the special prosecutor they got this time, because remember the one that they had sat on it for almost a year.
Sonia Learcamp, from Hamilton County.
Backed out of it. Oh, no, she couldn't do it. And so then they got someone else, and this person got on it.
Prior to that, we had Barry Brown, who sat on things for about a zillion years before we had anything done on that one.
Well, and I understand the frustration. Yeah, I'm telling you what, if you're there at county government and you're saying, when is this ever going to happen, it is frustrating. It sure is.
Speaking of frustrations, page 2 of today's paper, we turn to that and turn the page like a Bob Seger song. There you are. There's your picture right there on A2 in today's HT. County Council tables bond decision. Here's 2017 budget. And the money quote from Marty Hawk, I am not going to support this bond. And then they said, this is what you said. She said she does not support borrowing each year for such projects instead of looking at revenue coming in that could be appropriated to fund such items. There is more. I will let you tell the story here on a Wednesday morning.
Well, a couple of things is it's not just one bond they want to do. They want to do two bonds. And in my opinion, what we're doing is just we're spending all the dollars coming in, and then we determine we still want to spend more, so we'll go borrow it and put an additional tax on the taxpayers. Now, I am not going to be in favor of allowing our buildings to fall into disrepair, but we need to be very cautious about what it is we say we have to do, that we have to get more taxes because we cannot pay for this any other way. Part of what was being presented to us last night sounded more like a wish list rather than a definite planned use of the dollars. And when I go to you and say I need more of your money to do X, Y, and Z, I better know for certain that's what we're going to do.
Well, you're going to have a wish list annually because these bonds get passed every year. There's
every year, and now instead of one, they're going to be doing two. But one of the things that they had included in this was having to do with a building at the youth shelter. And I had her repeat it, exactly what the plan was. Well, they don't know for sure what they want to do with the building. They don't know whether they want to tear it down and rebuild or try to remodel, because it's an older building, well, all of our buildings are, then it might be...
Wait a minute. It's got to be historically significant. We should probably keep it, Marty.
Well, I really did think about that, but I thought that might be throwing fuel on fire. But to be very clear, that building on the grounds where the youth shelter is, if we use that juvenile income tax money for remodeling, I think we could do that. I think we would be allowed to do that with the way the legislation is put together. I do not think that if we tear that building down, that the legislation for our juvenile income tax will allow us to use those dollars coming in that's already being put in place by a tax. I don't think we would be allowed to use that to rebuild, because that would not be maintenance any longer.
But they don't want to use
building, so that would require more bonds to pay for it.
But they don't want to use the tax dollars to do that, Marty. They want a bond so that they can go and make a new building and make it bigger and fancier. And obviously their work conditions are so horrible, so they can't possibly deal with just a remodel.
Well, I'm just saying that has not been presented to us exactly what their plan is. And if it's tear it down, then it will take, you know, to rebuild a building, and what size of the building are they talking of, and what is the plan used for it. And it seems to me that ought to be able to be presented to the public before we say, yes, here's some money. And you can put part of it towards tearing this building down. Well, then what are we going to do? Once the building's down, then you have to build it. So, and of course,
and so what are they gonna...
you know, county commissioners are totally in charge. Now, I did want to respond just a bit from a comment that Tim Mayer with the city said yesterday, that he thought that once their budget was voted on, it would have to come back through county government before it went to the state. You recall him saying that yesterday?
Yes.
Portion of it happened back in August, because they're not allowed to adopt it until it had already gone through the county council, which is really a ridiculous wait for this to happen because we don't even have the real numbers in August.
Right.
But it's whatever the state says we have to do, so we just do it. But we do have to vote on the solid waste tax rates and levies, as well as the Perry Clear Creek Fire Department. And that first reading was last night for their tax rates and their levies, their budgets. We had the first reading last night, as well as the first reading for all of that having to do with Monroe County government. And then we'll be voting again tonight. Last night we just had the reading because it has to be read twice. And tonight we will meet again and actually vote on these tax rates and levies. Now, as you know, I have in the past, when they made the budget presentation for the Solid Waste District, I did not vote in favor of that, so I won't be voting in favor of the tax rates and levies on that. But that's something we have to vote on tonight, and also the Perry Clear Creek Fire, which I had supported. But also the Monroe County government. Now, we're talking about an expenditure of, I don't have the totals in front of me, but I think it was something like $67 million for all the different rates and funds that we'll be voting on. And of that, $37 million of it is just for County General. So you know how important it is to make sure we get County General right. But as a result of the increase in new taxes for the public safety tax, then that moved some expenses over in that public safety tax, and that gave more money into County General to create some raises and so forth. I'm not saying that I'm always in favor of that, because I think we have to be very cautious how we use that public safety money. We told people we were going to use it for public safety, and we have to make every effort to make sure that is indeed where the money is going. And we have not even budgeted all of that, saving back over $1 million each year until we see what we're going to do with work release. And when you think about work release and people saying, why wasn't law enforcement out there when we had this mob? They can say it was a protest march, but it turned into a mob, it appears to me. I wasn't there, but sure sounded like it. I'd say they did try to go out and arrest all those folks. Where are you going to put them? Our jail is just a bit crowded. So
we got issues, Marty.
We had this.
We
this town
got
has
issues.
Issues.
This county has building. Issues. This town has issues. And again, you got to know these things. And if you wake up one day and look around and see all the money's gone and all your paycheck's gone because it's going to fund all these other projects, that's great. And now let me ask you a question, because I'm getting a little turned a little sideways here. Who cares about these budgets if you can just bond everything later anyhow? What does it even matter? Get a fourth bond. Sure. Well, I mean, what's the difference?
And that's my concern. It seems to me that
who cares what your budget is?
We would do each year. You'd do a $2 million bond. Okay. But then a few years ago, we bought the showers building, and the statement was, well, we'll buy the showers building,
and
during
the
time we're paying that off, we won't do the $2 million bond a year. We'll just pay for the showers building. And all of that lasted about a year, and then we would do paying for the showers building and a $2 million bond.
Sure.
Now, the theory is we've got the showers building paid off here, almost paid off, so let's do $2 million.
Yeah, we're already servicing the debt anyhow, so we're not really replacing. We're not adding a tax. We're just replacing it.
We're just going to keep it even.
Well, that's what
and
it is.
This side, my friends, is how county government
budgets
and debt grows. And that's just a difference in the philosophy. And I understand they bring in more money. It makes it easier to make budgets work. But you know what? It's somebody else's money that we are using.
Yeah, just don't steal it, right? That's all we ask. It's not hard.
And it would not really matter how much we brought in, because there would still be a list so long that we could not fund, because people can show us real needs or wants for what they would like to have county government pay for. But at some point in time, we had to think, well, who's actually paying the bill here? And would we like for them to have some money to go to the grocery store or pay for the babysitter or whatever it is they're doing with their own public dollars or save it for retirement, whatever it is people do with the money that they go out and earn?
Well, hard to argue.
Marty, that is not their concern. It used to be that people thought with tax dollars, they used to have this idea that we will be very conservative how we spend this because it's not my money. And anymore, the people sitting in those departments just think that they deserve the Taj Mahal of everything.
Well, and the rejoicing of finding a new tax. I mean, just like that public safety tax, I supported it because I support public safety. But I sure didn't feel like lining up and having a professional photographer come and take a picture of us rejoicing, raising $7 million worth of taxes.
Hallelujah.
That's just not, I don't understand that.
Right.
But a lot of people were really proud of putting that together, and so I will just...
Hey, as long as we look good on our Instagram page and our Facebook and our Twitter, that's all that's important these days. As long as we're just like the other counties, just like us, and we've got everything, all the bells and whistles, it's about keeping up with the Joneses and what's best for us. And that's a shame that's been lost on it. But, again, that's your problem, not mine. And we'll get together next Wednesday.
Okay.
Marty, have a nice day.
You too.
Marty Hawk, County Councilwoman, checks in every Wednesday morning.